Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis. Lamed Amid Beis, as we continue here in Hakometz Rabbah. We just had a couple of, every daf is amazing, but some of the famous Agadatas, and yesterday's daf was about who wrote the last eight Pesukim of the Torah, and we continued Dinim of Stam, that come up here in terms of writing different letters, and various other halachas, which we continue after we first finish a little tangent that the Gemara brought in about Reb Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara mentioned that the statement was made that we hold that like Reb Shimon Shazuri elsewhere also, right? The middle of the daf, Ula, Amar Bichanina said we held like Reb Shimon Shazuri here, and whatever Reb Shimon Shazuri says, the halacha is like him. So where else? What is this referring to? Like he says, oh, we also like Reb Shimon Shazuri there. So where is it? We have a couple of suggestions, so we're up to the next one, right, before we reject. So Ella, about eight lines up from the bottom. Ella, aha, maybe this is what is being referred to earlier by Zairi, that or Ula, says the name of Rabbi Chanina, that we hold like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So Ella, aha, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Pull Hamitzri Shazara Lazara. If somebody has an Egyptian bean and they planted it Lizera, meaning they wanted it to grow. They didn't plant it to grow into a vegetable. Right? Rashi points out, if they planted it to grow into a vegetable, then for sure its Trumas and Maestras go by Lakita. As we know, vegetables go by harvesting, and that determines the year of what Trumas and Maestras are done that year. So Pola Mitzri Shazara Lazara. Miksaso Hishris Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Miksaso Acha Rosh Hashanah. But because, as Rashi points out here, it's Kitnios. Kitnios go by Hashrusha. Go by when they are the root. Fruit might go by Chanata. Again, every type of harvest goes by something else in terms of determining which year it is considered. So Pola Mitzri, we planted a whole group of seeds. So some of them took root before Rosh Hashanah. Some of them took root after Rosh Hashanah. So what do I do? Because if I pick some, maybe those took root before, and if I'm mafresh from these for other items, maybe those took root after. So ain't tarmin mizel zeh, I can't be mafresh from one unto the other, because that might be being mafresh from one year to another year, which I'm not supposed to do, as we'll see by the Shem soon. So what do? Loma fiche ain't tarmin umaisrin, umaasrin, loma nachadash ala yashav, loma na yashav ala chadash, because now that'd be toreim or maaser from yashav to chadash or chadash to yashav. It has to be every year on its in its appropriate year. Even if, let's say, it's the same halacha, meaning going from year one to year two, it's the same rules of Trumas and Maestras, right? Two to three, and three to four, right? Three and six are different. So that's why that would have different halachas. But what, even if it's not switching, still, the halacha is we shouldn't go min ha yashan halachadash and vice versa. So kesed yasas, what should one do? Says Rav Shimon Shazuri, so ver garno latocho, I should just pick them all, throw them into the same pile. So they're all mixed up into one big pile, mix them up very well. The nimsa, so I could assume when I take some out, I have some of both. Nimsa torim u'ma'aser, menachadash shabo ala chadash shabo, u'menayashin shabo ala yashin shabo. So that way, it will be taken care of, that won't be considered menachadash ala yashin. That's the chiddush of Reb Shimon Shazuri. Right? We don't have to assume that, oh, maybe it all happened, that all of these are from yashin, all these are from chadash. No, if you mix them all in, then it should be okay. So before we explain that a little more, so just the Gemara says, no, that can't be what was referred to before. Because ha'id mar Allah, we already had a statement about this Tosefta in Shvius, Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr of Yochanan, Halacha, Rav Shimon Shazuri. We already have a statement that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said that in the name of Rav Yochanan, that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Vim Isa, if it's true that this is what the earlier statement of Rabbi Chanina was referring to, Hanami Lemo, why didn't they say it together? Or why didn't the Gemara put them together? That they both hold the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri here. So again, the fact that they weren't put together must mean that the earlier statement was referring to something else. So we still do not have an answer to our original question. What was being referred to before? The halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Interesting, this halacha of Ein Tarmin, Loman HaChadash Al Yashan Yashan LaChadash, is mentioned by the Rambam in Hilchas Trumos. And in that Perek Hay of Hilchas Trumos, those are the rules and regulations of all Hafrashos. Ein Tarmin, .. All of those rules are mentioned here in Parakeh. Ein tarmin ela ben ayafe, shenema varim chavis chalbo mimenu. V'imein shamko ein tarmin amiskayim. Right, take from the best, But if there's no coin around that you're going to have to transport it to a Kohen, you should take from what's going to last the longest. Ein Tarmin, says the Rambam, Mi Davar Shelo Nigmar Malachto, Al Davar Shelo Lo Nigmar Malachto. V'lo Mi Davar Shelo Nigmar Malachto, Al Davar Shelo Nigmar Malachto. V'chulu. And then he says, Ein Tarmin HaTar La Tamei. Right? All the different rules. V'im Taram Chumaso Truma, Bidi Evet, even Tar La Tamei. What about the opposite? A tormena tamei alatar vim taram. It depends, as we learned. Bishogeg shumaso truma b'meizid lo tikin es hashirayim v'zeshirim truma v'yachser v'intrum. We had that a couple of days ago. You shouldn't take mena tamei alatar. If I did bishogeg, it's okay. B'meizid was talacha. There's an iser, but it works. So says the Rambam that the shirayim lo tikin, the rabbanan can have the power to say lo tikin es hashirayim, but that which you May truma is truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. Ein tarmim enam mechubar ala talush. V'lo men atalush ala mechubar. Another halacha that's quoted. This is the classic Rambam taking Mishnayos and Shas and Chazal, putting it all together into one parak. Lo ein tarmim min alach ala yavesh. V'lo men ayavesh ala alach. V'yim tarim truma so truma. Ketzad lokat yerak hayom v'lokat mimenu l'machar. Ein tarmim mizelze. Even if it's the same harvest, and I pick them a couple of days separate from each other, one is a little more dry now. Ela imkin darko lishtamesh deyamim, unless it's just as fresh as yesterday's. V'chein yerek she darko lishtamesh shloshe yamim kugon hamalafafanos kol shalikich shloshe yamim mitzdar v'torim izel zeh. Anything that can last, that it's the same thing as when you picked it a day or two ago. Then we have the halacha that we're up to. Ein tarmin miperos shana zu al perish shana shavra. You can't take a bitorim from fruit of one year to another year. I'll pay Roshana Shavra, I'll pay Roshana Zu. V'im taram, ain't a truma. It's a lacha likuva, the lacha that we just learned. Mishana alzana. Right, that's why Rav Shimon Shizui had to come up with this idea, because if it's a halacha likuva, then what do I do? I might be doing this, I have no choice. I have these seeds that, and these kidneys that now grew, that I don't know when they took root. So that's why you put it all together. Shenemar, shana shana. And he says, it's a fine line. Likate, the Rama gives an example. Likate, Yerek, Erev, Rosh Hashanah. Now, Likita, right, as we mentioned, Hashrasha. Likate, Yerek, Erev, Rosh Hashanah, Achlo, Ba'ashemesh, the Chaz of Likate, Achar, Shabashemesh, Inter, Mizel, Zem. Right, it goes by, vegetables go by, Likita, Shizachad, Shizayashan, Vechidim, Likate, Esrog. Esrog is the tricky one. And we said Esrog is a little bit like a fruit, a little bit like a vegetable. The Gemara mentions that elsewhere. Ein tarem mi peiros aretz al peiros chutz laretz. Lo mi peiros chutz laretz al peiros aretz. Ein tarem mi davar shuchaya b'tshuma ben atar al davar shuchaya b'divreihem. This parak has all the rules about general chumas and maestras that would want to know. Shibala malchitim, tarmin shemen al zezim kedushim, oil for olives, olives for oil, vinegar for wine, right, stuff that in a barrel, out of a barrel. This is all parakei of Hilchos Trumos. Okay. We continue. So let's try another possibility of what it was referring to. So Ella, last line, Amar Papa Ashida. Maybe it's referring to the case of the sheet or the case of the carriage. What's the case? We'll see. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Yain. It's referring to the case of Yain. So what are those two cases? As follows. Rav Papa Amar Ashida. What's the case where Rav Shimon Shizuri said something about a carriage? It's non. Baruch Hashem. We were just speaking about Zerayim. Now we get to speak about Taharos. It's not the Mishnah says in Maseches Kalim Hashida. If one has a large wooden carriage, what is the issue? As Rashi says, on top, a wooden kli. When is it Makabel Tuma? Or let's say it this way, when is there an exception to the rule that's not Makabel Tuma? If it's an extremely large kli that would not be able to be moved when it's full. Even if it can be moved when it's empty, if it cannot be moved, mitalta, mali v'reikan, so then it's not considered a kli, it's too big, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. So, what are the rules? If somebody has a large shida, right, just quote, Rashi quotes what we just said, what's the shear? Machzikim mem sa'ah balach, shen kurayim v'yavish. It holds 40 sa'ah of a moist measure, a little bit more by a dry measure. Yatsu mitaras kli v'makabel tuma. So if it's so large that it's no longer a kli, right? It's called something that is attached to the ground, something that's not generally moved, and you don't go by if you can move it when it's empty, because then it's not serving its function. Only when it is full, serving its function, so then we say that's how you determine it. So it's no longer a kli, and it is not mekabel tuma. So, says the Gemara, how do you determine a sheet? So beishami yomer nimdedes bi befnim. You measure it from the inside. You don't count the width of the kli. the width of the material of the structure. No, you measure it from the inside. If on the inside it's not 40, which is a more, let's say, machmir shita, right? If the measurement on the inside is not 40, then it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Then it is going to be mekabel tuma. Only if it's 40 without the outside is it going to be. Ubeis Hillel omrim mibachutz. No, Beis Hillel says you count also the material of the structure itself. You count the shita itself. And therefore, if even including the walls and the surface, so that's 40 sa'ah, so then it would not be mekabel tuma. It wouldn't be called a kli. It would be too big. Umodim elu ve'elu. Let's just read the whole proof and then we'll talk a little bit about Tuma. But both Beishama and Beis Hillel agree that the legs and the rim above, that's not counted. You don't count that. That's not part of the kli. Those are considered extra accoutrements, so to speak, that they are needed for the kli, but that's not considered the measure of the kli. So that's why those are not counted. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Modim sh'ovi araglayim bo'i levizvin nimdad ubeinim inim nimdad. Rabbi Yossi says no. Everybody agrees that you do count the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rims. They are counted, but just beinim inim nimdad. Let's say the legs are a little high. Do you count the area between the legs under the bottom of the kli? No. You don't consider as if the kli goes all the way down to the floor. Right? That's not what you do. You don't count that. That's what Rashi says. Delo amrinan ro'in ki'ilu shulayim yordin atzof haraglayim. You don't consider that. That area is not called part of the kli in terms of the measuring. Shidim Kubetzas here points out also that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're going to count the thickness of the kalim, but according to Beis Shammai, you're nimdedes mi bifnim. So what do you mean you count the thickness of the kalim? So the Shem Gubetzes here in Os Beis quotes Hekashal Moriah Reb Shmuel Hechavshar the mode Beis Shammai the Ovi Araglayim nimdadin. He says nimdedes mi bifnim. So you don't even count the area of the kli itself. So he says it must be that he argues on that too. It must be that he, Reb Yossi, argues on what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about as well. Okay, but Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer, and here's our statement. Shimon Shazuri says, "Im ha'yuraglayim gavos tefach ein beinei nimdad." If the legs are a tefach high, if they're a tefach high, then ein beinei nimdad, you don't measure. Why? Because that's a significant area, a tefach, and they're a tefach high. Again, there's different measurements in halacha. There's 3 tvachim being an insignificant area. There's 10 tvachim being a significant area. Right? We know for a mechitza, you need 10 tvachim. We know for lovewood, you need 3 tvachim, right? To be yatsu mitoras lovin. But even one tefach is a important shear in halacha. So Reb Shimon Shizuri says, if it's a tefach high, then it's considered separate and it's not nimdad. V'im lav, beinehen nimdad. But if not, if it's very low, then it's not serving a function under, so you just make it part of the kli. And Beinehem Nimdad. So that's the Rav Shimon Shazuri that's being referred to before. This Rav Shimon Shazuri that says the shear is a tefach or not a tefach. Interesting that this principle is used by the Nitziv. Nitziv in an area that we might, based on one word in the Torah. The Nitziv in Parshas Truma. The Nitziv in the Hemek Davar, where the Torah is describing the structure of the Mishkan, including the Arios. Including the curtains. Remember, there were a couple of curtains that went over the Mishkan. The Mishkan, one curtain went over one, and then in all the picture books, how we describe it from Rashi, they just went one on top of the other. One went horizontally, one went vertically, it hung over the sides of the Mishkan, a little hung over the back of the Mishkan. One was the called different names. But there, one of the words where it talks about the Urios, it says that there are 50 hooks that went on the Urios, v'chibarta, say Urios, ishala chosa bakrasim, v'haya mishkan achat. V'yasisa Urios izim, la'oel al mishkan. And then after you make the first, you make a Urios izim out of, Rashi says, minotza shel izim, from the feathers and the material of the goats, la'oel al mishkan. Rashi, lifros osan al Urios atachtonos. You spread them out onto the lower Urios. But the word in the Torah is La'ohel al HaMishkan. La'ohel al HaMishkan. So the Nitziv says, Eino, and he doesn't quote this from anywhere. This is his, based on what he knows of Torah. Like, for example, our Gemara, that an Ohel, that a Tefach is a significant area. And we know from elsewhere, in Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, Ohel can mean a Tefach. because that's the minimum amount of a significant shear. So the Nesiv says, Eino michsa mamish al yirio sheish. Don't think it went right mamish, smack on top of the other. Ela ohel bifnei atzmo. From the fact that the Torah calls it an ohel and not a michsa. V'ulai hayatefach avir b'nehem. Maybe, says the Nesiv, there was a tefach of airspace. Right, he quotes in the footnotes, Chidush Yuchudi Shal Rabbeinu B'Melech HaMishkan. Right, Shaharei Ein Oel Pachas B'Tavach. Right, because Oel is never less than a Tavach. V'Hayim Manichim Klun So'us B'Neim Rechavos Tavach. Maybe they put little things in them to hold it up in between. Like sometimes, next time we get a pie of pizza and we get those, sometimes some pizza stores has these little white things to hold up so it doesn't smush. Those are like one of those. It's like in the Mishnah, according to the Nesiv, that was in between. In between, because it says ohel, so you have to have a little area in between. Vadel oksivi b'Torah, the fact that it doesn't explicate it in the Torah, hukamosha kazafti la'el, shlo nizkar b'Torah elamashe bon neged eze inyan b'seder habriya. The measurements that mentioned in the Torah specifically are things that are parallel to items in the Bria. As we know, the Mishkan is a microcosm of the whole world, and there's many symbolisms of every different kli and every different item. So maybe this didn't have any connections, that's why didn't mention it beferish. Okay, but either way, that's an etziv chiddush of la ohel, like it says here. The laws of Tumah V'Tahara, as we're talking about here, have a lot of parallels to other areas of halacha, but there's interesting discussion, maybe there's a difference. Is there bittul by Tumah? Something's Tameh. Is there bittul by Tumah? So the post can talk about this. What if I have something that's Tameh, a kli that's Tameh, that got mixed in with 100 kalim that are Tahar? So can I just use them all? Is there any concept of bittul by Tumah? There's bittul by Isra V'Heter, there's bittul by other items. The post can talk about what if, it happens sometimes. What if I have, this is really Isra V'Heter, right? What if I have something that's not Toveld, that got mixed up and somebody put it back in the drawer? So is that going to be, is there a concept by bittul? Or do you say Darashi Yishlam Atirin? Even by something that has a little tircha involved. That's a discussion of the Mechamber and the Ramah, and Ilchus Tfilas Kalim. Right? If there's bittul, that's really Isra V'Heter. But it has to do with Tfilas Kalim, related to Tumah V'Tahara. But what about regular bittul? So there is a chakira about whether, how bittul applies to Tumah V'Tahara. Right? We're talking about Tumah V'Tahara in terms of Heksher. Just to mention this one thought, and then we'll get back to the next piece. That in the last piece, Rabbi Chanan has on the Kovetz Biurim, in Meseches Bechoros, he has a Safek Misupukani. But this suffake relates to whether Tumah V'Tahara would be subject to the regular laws of Bittul. If I have a Kli Tame that was mixed up with many Kli Tahorim. Many Kli Tahorim. But, you know what, I said, you know, I'm gonna be Tovel all of them. I'm gonna be Tovel all of them. Matbil all of them. I was Matbil all of them. And then, afterwards, I now realize which one had been Tame. So you might say, of course, that's all good. You put them all in the mikvah. So what's the issue? The issue is that when it was batel, maybe it's no longer tame. And therefore, it loses its status. Now that I recognize which kli was tame, so maybe now it's not batel anymore, because hukar ha iser, so to speak. Im also lo tfila, kivan da az hutar lo shaycha bo tfila. Right, and he quotes it by Yisra V'Heter too. What about chadash? Chadash in his arif biyashan. V'over alav ha'omer. I have chadash that was batel. And then, right, on a Daraisa level, is it a Davar Sheish L'Matirin? Maybe, but on a Daraisa level, let's say it's Batel. V'Avar Lava Omer, V'Yacharka Chukar HaChadash, Im Ho'il Lo HaOmer, B'Shah Shahaya B'Taroves. Does Bittul work, this is an added question, does Bittul work on something that really didn't need the Bittul at the time, and maybe Bittul can't work for it? Right, sometimes I try to do something, but if you're missing a product, we were just talking about Tfilas Kalim. Now, a big shiloh in the postgame. Let's say I buy a kli and I want to give it as a present. So, what do you do with tefillah? So, on the one hand, if I know the person's not going to tovel it, that's a bigger problem. So then, I can't give it to him, I shouldn't give it to them, that's lifnei iver. So, I should definitely figure out a way to, you know, give it to them, maybe be mezakeh on behalf of them to someone else, and then be tovel it for them. But often we don't want to be tovel it beforehand. But let's say I'm going to give it to somebody who's going to tovel it. So, am I allowed to tovel it beforehand? Do them a favor? But it could be, right, the Shulchan Aruch says, if I buy something in order to use for business, in order to use for something else, not for my own personal usage, so it could be that I'm not chayav in tefillah yet. So if I am tovel it, maybe it's not chayav in tefillah yet. And only when you get it, then still, I bought it, but is that called buying it from a Jew? I'm giving it, but I bought it with in mind to go from the goy to the Jew? That's a big question in the poskim. You know, the easiest is to give it and say it wasn't tovel yet. So then Lamaisa, it's there, they're going to use it, and they tovel it. But again, even if I would tovel it, of course it works. No, maybe there was no, the reality didn't exist yet that what you're doing could work on it. So here too, maybe the reality doesn't exist because right now it's batel, it's tar. Right? Do we say nehefach leheter? So that's his suffix. So part of his issue could be, let's say bitel does apply to tumah v'tahara. So what does that mean? Does it mean that dinei tumah are batel or actual tumah? The whole item is nehefach to something else. So that's a question, and they say maybe that's what the Chakir is told you on. If it's just the dinim, or it's the whole item, is nefach lehet. If it's the whole item, then maybe it's a different item that didn't require, it wasn't tummy at the time. But if it's just the dinim that are batel, but it is the same item, so then maybe it would work. That's a question the Achronim deal with, but that's the suffix of the, in the last paragraph of the Kovetz Biurim on Maseches Bechoros, here in the second volume of the Kovetz Shiur. Okay, but that is what the Gemara mentions by Shida. That is the Shida case that Rav Shimon Shazuri was talking about. So in all of these, if you look back, we've had many different suggestions. First we had Shchita, then we had Demai, right? And then we had, we also had a Hilch Inyani Gittin. Somebody says Kisu Gela Ishti, so we have Nashim, and then we had Zrayim, and then we had Taros, right? We are having many areas of Halacha discussed here. Now we have Machshirin, or Taros, related to Machshirin. Let's see. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Ayayin. Maybe he was referring to the statement of wine that Rav Shimon Shizuri said. Titznan Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah in Maseches Taros. Taros, the Masechta, not just the Seder. Shemen Tchila La'olam. Shemen is always a Rishon. What does that mean? We learn in Maseches Pesachim, Rashi quotes it here in Daf Yudalid, that even though we usually have the rules and regulations of Tumah V'Tahara always go down in Av, makes a Rishon touches Sali, makes it a Sheni makes it a Shlishi by Truma, a Shlishi makes it a Revi by Kachim, it always goes down. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule. Some on a Daraisa level, some on a Darabanan level. On a Daraisa level, we discussed a week or two ago, right? Tumas Mishkav of Azov. Right, if a Zav or a Zava sit on a chair, so that item becomes an Av also. It goes across. Or we have Halacha in Parshas Chukas, we have Cherev Harayukachalo. Sometimes a metal item that touches a dead body could become like an Aviyah Bosatuma. Those are exceptions on a Daraisa level. But here, sometimes on a Rabbanan level, we also have. So the Rabbanan said that because liquids do not need Hechsher Lekabal Tuma, as we know from Vayikra, usually foods, Tumas Ochlin, and Ochel cannot become Tami unless it becomes wet first with one of the seven liquids, but liquids don't have to become wet. They are wet. So that is why the Rabbanan said, you know what, we're going to make all liquids, no matter which Tumah they are, we're going to make them into Rishons, as if an Ava Tumah touched them. Right? And therefore, even if a Sheni Tumah touches liquid that is Truma, which now it should be a Shlishi, we'll make it into a Rishon. Right, that's the gzera. Right, that's what Rabbi Meir is saying here. Well, what's called a liquid? What's called a liquid? So he says oil's called a liquid. Shemen tchila la'olam. That's what this line means. That's what Rashi says. Bein shenitvam ba'avatoma oberishon obesheni. Right, havi ihu rishon. It is considered a liquid. That's what Rabbi Meir is telling me. Oil is a liquid, and therefore, it is considered a rishon. V'chachamim omrim afadvash. Honey is also called a liquid. Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afayayin, also wine. Michlal, so what is Rav Shimon Shazuri saying? Also wine. The Tanakhama Savar Yayin Lo. What Rav Shimon Shazuri is saying, even wine? The Tanakhama says not wine. Everybody says wine is a liquid. Right, what's the how could that be? So Ema Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer Yayin. No, he doesn't say Af Yayin, he just says Yayin, meaning he argues on the earlier, on the Dvash and on the Shemen. If you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos wonders by the name of Rav Shimon, Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand. All over Shas, oil is a liquid. How can there be machlokas here about it? We know oil is a liquid. Look in Machshirin, the seven liquids that are Machshel HaKabal Tumah, Yad Shachadam. Seven liquids, right? Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dam, Mayim. Right, so the seven liquids. And the Bali Musa say they're all parallel to different of the seven holidays that we have during the year. But it's all on there. So how can anybody argue? He goes 10 different Gemaras that oil is called a mashke. And Yayin Moel Shem for Perakim Sachim. So Rabbi Natan says it must be here we're talking about the congealed liquids. When the liquids are liquids, then for sure. What happens if a liquid becomes congealed? So is then it still called a liquid? Would it need to become wet then in that case? That's the second to last line of the Tosfos. The Tirus Rabbeinu Tam, Tahacha Mairi Bekarush, Kidatani Resha. Here we're talking about where it was congealed. Hashem and Valachal of Shalgris, Bizanchein, Lachim, Rishonim, Birishtavi Mashkin, Karshu, Harehain, Shneim. So that's what it must be talking about here. It's talking about Karush if it is congealed. Good. There's another question in the, more in the Achronim. Why is it that liquid is not, does not have a need to be Makabal Tumah? Right? We know, in general, there's Hekshel Makabal Tumah. Why is there a need to be Makabal Tumah? So that is a question in the formulations in the Rishonim. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch, the Ramban, right, on Allah Torah, Rashi, right, in Sefer Vayikra, and the Chinuch both seem to say, they quote the Chazal, that why do foods need to be become wet before they are able to be Makabal Tumah? Because they're not fully a Kli yet. I'm sorry, not fully an Ochel yet. They don't have a Shem Ochel until they become wet. And one might connect this, Sefer HaChinuch says, right, usually we wash off fruits and vegetables before we eat them. So that kind of gives it a Shem Kli, Shem Ochel, right? If before it becomes wet, it doesn't have a full Shem Ochel. Fine, that's one. But if you look in the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban seems to say, no, of course it's an ochel. But the spiritual pores on this item aren't open until it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids. That's what the Ramban, it is a shem ochel. So would that relate to liquids? The question is, why do liquids not have to become wet? Wine. Wine can be mekabel tumah even though it didn't come in contact with any other liquid. So is that because it doesn't need hechsher? Or because it is automatically huchshar by itself. Could be nafgaminas, right? Let's say it becomes congealed. Right, if it becomes congealed now. So if you say when it was liquid, so then it was machshir itself, then it's already makabal tumah because of itself. If you say it doesn't need hechshar l'kabal tumah, so then maybe if it changes into a state where it's no longer a liquid, maybe now you would need hechshar l'kabal tumah. So that chakira might depend on this issue of Rabbeinu Tam, of Karish, right? When it becomes congealed, so now does something change? Does something change? It had been liquid, and now it's solid. So it might depend on why even solids need. It doesn't have a shame ochel, or, I'm sorry, the second chakira that we said, is it because it does not need to become huchshar, or it is automatically huchshar by itself? Okay, either way, that's a little bit about Machshirin, based on that last Mishnah in the last parak of second or third to last Mishnah of the Masechta in Machshirin. So Tanya, now we continue. Tanya, another Reb Shimon Shizuri. I'm Reb Shimon Shizuri. Pamachas nisarev li tevel bechulin. One time, my tevel got mixed up with chulin. So what are we talking about here? Rashi has two days here. Rashi's first day is that it's tevel of demai, but Rashi says he has problems with Epshat. So we'll go with the second shot of Rashi, the third to last skinny line in Rashi, regular tevel. All right, untie the produce, regular tevel. And the case is, they got mixed up with chulin misukanim. I have some apples, let's say, according to the Rambam, all fruit are chayiv daraisa. I have some apples that are a tevel, and it got mixed up with apples I already did a frush on last week. So that, what's the halacha now? So as Rashi says, look at Rashi for a moment. V'nira be'enai, third to last skinny line. Sha'a tevel azeh tevel gomer haya. It's real tevel. V'kivan shenis arev b'chulin batel. D'mi daraisa chad v'tre batel. Bitel barov. On a daraisa level, right, items are batel chad v'tre, as we learned at length at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. So, back to the Gemara. So on a daraisa level, this is batel. But on a Durabana level, Pamacha Nizarev Litev, back to the Gemara, Nizarev Litevel Bechulin, Ubasi, Vishal, the Ezer Bitarfan, Ezer Bitarfan, what to do? What's the issue? It's Batel. We learned back in the end of Avodah Zarah that it's not so Batel. Why? Dova Sheish Lamatirin. Remember that there are a number of items that, at least on a Durabana level, we say are not Batel. Birya, Chaticha Ruyul Iskabed, Dova Sheish Lamatirin. Dova Sheish Lamatirin is not Batel, and Tevel is Dova Sheish Lamatirin. Why? I could just be mafresh, right? And therefore, I don't have to rely on bittel. So therefore, it's a davar sheish lamatirin. So what do I do? Right, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri asked Rabbi Tarfon, what should he do here? Could this achiev derabanan Bittul didn't work daraisas. There's a chiyuv of derabbanan to be mafresh from this mixture. V'yamarli, and he told me, the problem is, what's the problem? Because if I take some items out from this mixture, maybe I'm taking the chulin out. Right? Then it's mafresh, means something that's totally pater to something that's chayiv derabbanan. So what do I do? So he told me, you know what? Go buy some more fruit that's chayiv derabbanan. V'yamarli, leich kach lecha min hashuk, go buy from the shuk. Go buy what? Go buy demai from the shuk, which is also chayiv derabbanan, as came up at the end of yesterday's daf, demai, v'aser olav, and then you have a nice big mixture, and then you'll be able to be maser and assume, min hachayiv derabbanan, ala chayiv derabbanan. Kesavar, daraisa beruba batel, veroba me'aris maaserinain. Right, daraisa midaraisa is about the barov. That's the tevel case. Rova amayars maaser nein. That's the demai case. Favilei kitorim and apater alapater. You're being torim from pater daraisa on pater daraisa, and therefore it is equal, and it is not a problem. Valei malei. Why the Gemara asks? Why didn't Rabbi Tarfon tell him lech kach min ovi kachavim? Why didn't he just tell him go buy from a goy? Isn't a goy's produce also not chayiv daraisa? Kasavar. Quoting the Gemara in Gittin, Ein kinyan lovik ochavim beret Yisrael, lafkiya midei meiser. No, a non-Jew does not have a kinyan in order to undo the chi of shumas and meisras in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore that would still be chayiv daraisa. While a goy has it, obviously, we can't do shumas and meisras. Right? There's no chiyuv to go take it from the guy. While the guy had it, it's pot, he's not doing it. But it doesn't undo the kedusha. Again, a major machlokas there. V'havilei min achiyuv ala pater. And that's why he didn't tell him to take it from a guy. He told him to just buy the demai.
He told him to mix it up like you
did. So what did he say to mix it up? Right? This is parallel to that Reb Shimon Shazuri beforehand. Right? Beforehand he said to mix it up. So here, would you say to mix it up well? Doesn't say how much tevel. It might have been a lot more chulin. Right? It's mixed up tevel bichulin. Right there, maybe it was in equal percentages. Maybe that's what he was nervous. It would still be chulin. You need to have more, only chayiv derabbanan in here. Ika da amre, or a different opposite version. Amrele, what did Rabbi Tarfon tell him? Leich kach min ovi kachavim. Go buy from a guy. Da amri, amre leich kach min ovi kachavim. Kasavar, yesh kinyan lo ovi kachavim. Beritzi lafkiyim edei ba'isad. A guy has a kinyan to be mafkiya. Fahavale men a pater ala pater. So it's removing Patumi daraisa from Patumi daraisa. Why didn't you just tell him to take from Demai? Kasavar ein rova meiras maasrenhein. Maybe old ein rova meiras maasrenhein. That would be chayiv daraisa, and that is why he didn't tell him that. Is that a machlokas in Metzius? Rova meiras maasrenhein, ein rova meiras maasrenhein. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. How do you determine rov? Right? What's maybe different times? It's either way, that's suggested machlokas. Again, this issue of yesh kinyan, ain kinyan is obviously a huge topic. One is one of the major topics related to the heter mechira issue regarding inyanei shmita. The Chazon Ish limits this machlokas in a very big way. Right? Just to read you one shita, the Chazon Ish, and not all agree to this, but the Chazon Ish obviously was one of the ones who did not support that, the Mechira, is because he has a very limited view of this sugya of Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan. Right? There's a Sefer HaTruma that seems to say everybody holds it in Bizman HaZeh, and the Vilna Gaon quotes it on Shulchan Aruch, and many say that, you know, we do hold like the Sefer HaTruma. Again, there's three different issues that come up. There's Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan, there's Lo Sechanim, right? There's different issues that come up. But the Chazon Ish, just in terms of Lamdis, quotes the first page of Hilchos Shviyos in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, this whole machlokas is very limited. Time of the Adamar Yesh Kinyan Mikra de Gancha Velo Doga Nachri, Vahayna Mepnesha Karka Shol Nachri Megadelas Es Atfua, Vuhu Lav Barchi of Truma, Lo Rami Su Mitzvah Truma Al Tfua Zu, Afilu Kihadar Lacha Yisrael. What is this sugya about? The Chiyat Trumas and Maestras. Produce that grows in the Rishus of a guy is part of Trumas and Maestras. Even if a Jew later takes it, that's in terms of the Chov as Gavra. Yesh kinyan or ain kinyan, is there a chova of chumas and maisras? V'davgalin yin chumas and maisras hu bikurim, de mitzvos ninhu, gidol akum pater. Aval inyan, but items that don't have to do with a chiyuv giving, a chiyuv nesina, but items that have to do with the kedusha of the land itself. So, the Chazon Ish is machalek, so maybe that never changes. That is undone, not undone. Avalinyan arla vikilayim de isureninu bechol makom shem delim asurim bektushas aris lopaka vachanami begidol hektish avagav de poter mitruma mikol makom noig bokilayim v'efshar de lekulei alma ein kinyan leinyan shvius. That's his chiddush. That's his chiddush. That maybe this whole issue has nothing to do with Shemitah. Right, Shemitah, that has to do with the, nothing to do, in terms of the Chiyuvei Nesina, so fine. Ain Kenyan, you don't have a Chiyuv to get Trumas and Maisras, Vechulu. But in terms of the land itself, the status of the land, Arla Kilayim, Shemitah, possibly, he says that, that Machlokas doesn't relate. A guy has no power to, his Kenyan has no power to affect that at all. But again, others argue, but that's just an important conceptual, Chazonish. There's a big Reb Chaim in Hilchos Trumas about what the sheet of the Rambam is, but that we'll leave that for now. Tevel is also, as we know, a major topic that we could talk about in terms of the Isser of Tevel. Right, there's a Rashi in Maseches Yevamos that seems to say Tevel is Asser because of the Truma Shebo, that you haven't taken off the Truma yet. Rashi in Yevamos Pevav and Tosfos says there because of the Truma Shebo, so I can't call him Truma. Right, what's if it's just because of the Truma Shabo? So the Achronim say, Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Asman Daraisa and Klal Beis and others say no. Even if you want to say that it's not a separate Isser, even if right, Rashi's Lashon, it's because also goes to the Truma Shabo. That doesn't mean that Kohanim could eat it. I'll give you an example. What about Kachim? Kohanim are gonna able to eat Kachim, but they can't until a certain act is done. Until Zerika is done, it's not mutter. So here too, Kohanim, Truma is Asser to Kohanim until Hafrasha is done. Right, you don't have to say that Tevel is Dafka, a new Isser, in order for us to understand that Kohanim would also be us to eat Tevel. Maybe Kohanim are not allowed to eat Truma until Lafrasha is done. And Tevel is still us because of the Truma Shabbat. What tips us off a little bit? The Shaila that Rabbi Yosef Engel deals with there is Tevel and Truma are both Misa V'dei Shamayim. So is it the same once I'm Mafrish Tevel from Yisrael's vantage point? Is the Isser of Truma and Tevel the same shame Isser really? Because it was Usser for Yisrael Misa B'Dei Shamayim, and now it's still Usser for Yisrael Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Or do we say the fact that Kohanim are not now allowed to partake, that reflects, it's the same Misa, but it's still a different shame Isser. Right? That's his discussion in Asvin Daraisa. Nistapakti had the Truma Asur Lazar Imhu Isser Chadash Shenis Chadesh Al Yedei HaHafrasha O Dilma Inyano She Isser Tevel Shebo Bimkomo Omeid Sha Truma Hitira Isser Tevel Sheba Ach Lekoin Avalo Lazar. And after all, they're Onesh Shave, right? They're both Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Alkein Niraksas Mized De Isser Truma Lazar Hu Mitam Tevel Umatzazi Mefurish Kein Betosas Yevamos. And he quotes V'on Matzazi Sferzos B'Yushalmi Shabbos. He quotes on both sides of the issue. He quotes the big Tosfos in elsewhere and in Dorim Daf Yud Beis. But either way, and then he goes into this Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. But again, the Isser of Tevel, we know the Isser of Tevel is counted as a separate Isser in the Minyan Mitzvos. Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalid, and the quote is based on the Rambam, separate Isser of eating Tevel, separate than the Isser of Truma Lazar. But in terms of conceptual analysis, is it the same Isser? That's the Shaila. Okay, we continue. Shalach le Rav Yemar bar Shalmi el Rav Papa. Ha da Amar Ravin bar Chinina Amar Ula Amar Bichanina Halach Rav Shimon Shizuri. The quote we had before. V'lo od elakol makom shashana Rav Shimon Shizuri elakol gomoso. Wherever he says his statement, we all like him. Af ben esarev le tevel b'chulin. So Rav Yemar asked, does it apply to the case that we just mentioned, this halach of tevel and chulin? Do we all like Rav Shimon Shizuri there too? Amar Le'in, he says yes. Amar Avashi, Amalei Marzutra. Marzutra asked me, Kasha Bar Bichanina, Misura Pshita. Understand, it's obvious. It's obvious. He said, we hold like Rav Shimon Shizuri, B'chol Makom. So what's the question? Mi Kamar, B'mishnah Seinu. Did he say we only hold like him where he says a statement like in a Mishnah? Kol Makom Shoshana Kamar. Wherever he holds, wherever he says a statement. Right? So that's the question. He wonders why he even had to say this. We always hold like Rav Shimon Shizuri. Okay. Back to Halachas of Stam. Back to Halachas of Sefer Torah, as we got into earlier. As we get into this whole discussion, you remember some of the Mishnayos. Some of the Mishnayos we had earlier, that any one letter, any ksav, back on the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches, the Dalat Parashiv of Tefillin are ma'akev each other, the two Parashivs of Mezuzah are ma'akev, afilu ksav echon ma'akvan, even one letter. So, we get back to Inyanei Sefer Torah. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Kera haba b'shnei shitin. What if chas v'shalom? right? There's a rip in the Sefer Torah, let's say from the top or the bottom. There's a rip, it goes down. How far down could it go down and it could still be kosher? So, Rav says, if it goes into two lines, Yitfar, you shall sew that up. B'shalosh al Yitfar. If it went into three lines, then you can't sew it up anymore. Why? The Rishonim mention that it just looks bad. Right? That's the Numuki Yosef writes in one place. Zekeh Levi Anveyu. Even if you sew it up, the Mefarshim explain here, the Rush writes, this is only talking about if the rip didn't go through a letter. If it went through a letter, that's a problem. But if it went in between, let's say somehow it was exact and it went in between the words, in between the letters, didn't cut any letters, so then if it went through two rows, so then one should sew it up, and went through three rows, one does not sew it up. What is this saying that you can or you must? Meaning, what happens if it only went through two letters and you didn't sew it up? Is that kosher? And the Gemara is just saying whether you can sew it up or not. Or, no, you have to sew it up. And if you don't, it's just saying you're allowed to, but you have to. And if you don't sew it up, it's still possible. Right? So that's a shaila. That's a machlokas aposkim. If you look in the Bach says, if you don't sew it up, it's possible. It's possible. And the Shach holds like that Bach. The Shach quotes that Bach. The beginning of some in Reish Pei. Sefer Torah Shenikra Bo Yuriya Betok Shnei Shitos Yitfar. Betok Shlosha Lo Yitfar. Says the, I'll read the Shach first. V'kol Zman Shelo Tufro Aser Likros Bo. Says the Shavim Lo Nichna Zakera Betok Hashita El Shagil Yen Levando Nikra Lamala. What if it's just in the in between the columns and the margins? So then that might be different. That's the Bach. And he quotes V'nachon Hu. Mikamakam Nira Dlachar Chili Yisakin Gomasha Efshar. Fine. But if you look in the Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, and argues. He says, no. The Gemara is saying, if it's Zekeli Vianvehu, so then it's what's that based on? The Nebuki Yosef, suppose Zekeli Vianvehu. That's Hidr Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah general is the Chachila, not Pidyevet. Right? So it's a psul. So even the three is a problem, but even the two, Yitfar, so until you do that, it's okay. So Hatam, he quotes, Upashit Shagam, let me quote, find the other line, Vinira de Pidyevet, the first Tas. Kasav Mori Chamizal. Even if it only goes through one line, you can't use it until you sew it up. Velo nirlani is daiti. He argues on his father-in-law as he does often. Taha ein kan psul gamre. Kol shu b'pachas b'shlosha. If it's less than into three rows, that's not a psul gamre. Ela de kamash malan. Dein iser b'tfira. No, it's just telling me that there's no iser. But it's not a psul. And he quotes a raya from a tshuva of the Maharik. Okay, that's the. Is there a lumdus as far as I saw the Devar HaKodesh discusses? Well, maybe it depends on exactly what the root of the iser is. If the issue here that we're talking about is a zekeli mianveyo issue, a kolator akula hidr mitzvah, then lachora it'd only be a din lachadchila. Right? Generally, hidr mitzvah is a din lachadchila, not a din b'dieved. If it's more of a local halacha, Rashi here doesn't mention zekeli mianveyo. He seems to be a local halacha of gnai. Right, the fourth line, migna, he says on the next line of the Gemara. It was more of a logal halacha than maybe it's a din likuva. Right, you have to know whether, but either way, this is a machloka zaposki. Okay. Amalei Rabba Zute, l'Ravashi, hachi amar abir miyami difti mishmei derava, hadamrinam b'shalosh al yitfar, that which we said, if it goes through three, you can't sew it up. Lo amar nelabat tikta, it's only talking about an old cloth. An old cloth, you can't sew it up because then the whole thing looks bad. It's old, it's sewed up. Avo b'chadadasa, less than buff. It's new, it's okay. V'lo atikta mamish, v'lo chadasa mamish. It doesn't mean literally old or new. Ela ha delo afisan, ha dafisan. It depends if it was soaked in gall nuts or not. So that depends. Which is which? So that's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Which is which? Which is better, which is worse? Is old better because you can't see the difference? Right? If it's old and new, it would be more of a difference or not? That's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, which is afisan, which is lo afisan. The Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Rambam. Right? Rashi says if it's gall nuts are put on it, then it looks old, it looks more black, and without it, it looks newer. And Rambam Hilchos Sefer Torah says the opposite. Okay. Hani mili begidin, and then add one more line. And this is only, you're only allowed to sew it up with gidin, with sinews. Aval begrudin lo. But with grudin, just some threads, not. What's the exception? What's the rule? So again, another machlokas aposkim. All of these are discussed a lot by the Beis Yosef and all the poskim. The Ramah quotes a minog of sewing up rips with silk. The Ramah quotes that. He says, better not to, but it works. What do you mean? It says here that it doesn't work. So the rule is grudin just bad, or do you need gidim? Halacha Moshe Misinai of Gidin holding the klafim of the Sefer Torah together. But does that mean any time you tie anything in the Sefer Torah, it needs Gidin, the sinews? Or the rips can be done with the Gidin, without the Gidin, as long as the main parts of the Sefer Torah are done with the Gidin. Again, a machlokas aposkin. Boy, Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba, bein daf ladaf, bein shita l'shita mai. What about bein daf ladaf? Right? If it's ripped between the columns, if it would be where the words are, it would be as into the third at least. But it's between the columns. So is that any better? Is that any better? One shot of the line, bein shita l'shita. Or what if it's the horizontal? Right, so my, so teku. So all of those unclear. Amar ziri, amar chanan, amar mezuzah, shekas v'shtayim shtayim kshera. If I write a mezuzah with two words on each line, so it takes up a lot of space. Kshera, it's still kosher. Ibayluhu, shtayim v'shalosh v'achas mahu. What if I write it like two words, then three words, then one word? Does that work? So amar b'nachamar yitzchak, kol shekein she'asa kashira. Yeah, of course it works. Because you wrote some parts of the Torah like that, like a shira, like az yashir. So it's fine. So Gemara says, wait a minute. We paskin that if you write Az Yashir not in the Az Yashir print, and if you write other things in the Az Yashir print, it's possible. So why do we say by mezuzah is kosher? Kitanya hibe sefer Torah. By sefer Torah, that's higher standards. It is ma'akev that you have to write it in the appropriate and the proper way. Good. What if you write it only said two and two? What if you write one and one? So right, you write one word on each line. So the Devirah Kodesh here discusses that might be a machlokas. Idmar nami amar Rav Bar Chanan amar Biyochanan v'amil amar Rav Acha Bar Chanan amar Biyochanan mizuzah she'asah shtayim v'shalosh va'achas kshera. Mizuzah, you write two words and then three and then one kshera. Ubilvad shlo yasena kekuba uvad shlo yasena kizanav. It can't be wide and get smaller, or skinny and get wider. Right, you could do it in three, and then one, and then two. It can't be like, you see the pictures on the side, it can't be like a pyramid or an upside-down pyramid. That is not allowed. Amar Rav Chisda, al ha'aretz b'shita achrona. If you want to write a mezuzah, what are the last two words in the mezuzah? Al ha'aretz. That's the end of Laman. Right, so if you al ha'aretz, you could write al ha'aretz on the last line. Iga da'amri b'sof ha'shita, v'iga da'amri b'tchila shita. Some say if those are the only two words on the last line, it has to be at the beginning of the row. Some say at the end of the row. What's the machlokas? Manda Rabbi Sof Shita. If you see at the end of the Shita, so what are the words right before that? Kimeh Shamayim Al Ha'aretz. So on the top is Kimeh Shamayim, and right under that is Al Ha'aretz, if it's at the end of the Shita. Kigavoa Shamayim Al Ha'aretz. To symbolize that the Shamayim is so above the Aretz. Umanda Amar Betchilas Hashita. Why? If you have Kimeh Shamayim on the left and Al Ha'aretz on the right. Kihecha Demircha Gashamayim Me'aretz. To emphasize the gap. That's between the Shemayim and the Aretz, so that is why that would be kosher as well. Okay, period, we'll have to stop by Amar Bichelbo. Again, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle, from Yantif, and we'll pick up at the Shem in a couple of days.